unless it be man's follower fire. But fire is witless, a little stream, a changing breeze can stop it. Man circumvents. If fire were human, it would build boats across the rivers and outmaneuver the wind. It would lie in wait in sheltered places, smouldering, husbanding its fuel until the grass was yellow and the forest sere. But fire is a mere creature of man's. Our world, before his coming, knew nothing of it in any of its habitable places, never saw it except in the lightning flash or remotely on some volcanic coronet. Man brought it into the commerce of life, a shining, resentful slave, to hound off the startled beast from his sleeping place and serve him like a dog. Suppose that some enduring intelligence watched through the ages the successions of life upon this planet, marked the spreading first of this species and then that, the conflicts, the adaptations, the predominances, the dyings away, and conceive how it would have witnessed this strange, dramatic emergence of a rare great ape to manhood. To such a mind the creature would have seemed at first no more than one of several varieties of clambering, fugivorous mammals, a little distinguished by a disposition to help his clumsy walking with a stake and reinforce his fist with a stone. The foreground of the picture would have been filled by the rhinoceros and mammoth, the great herds of ruminants, the saber-toothed lion and the big bears. Then presently the